Good evening and welcome to another episode, another hearing of Heart Talk with Miss E. My guest this evening is someone I've been recently blessed to connect with, and of what a connection it is. You may have seen our e-blast and Facebook posts, which have gone out over the past couple of weeks, talking about heart-to-heart communication. And some of you thought that was actually me, but it was actually our guest by the name of Miss Kim Burnell Smith. And she is the founder of Heart to Heart Communication, known as an expert in intuitive and positive parenting. Kim is dedicated to saving children from a life of what she calls disrepair. Her blessing is helping parents make a heart-to-heart connection with their kids by learning to see, hear, and feel their children's world. Wouldn't you say that's a real connection with heart? Welcome, Kim.
Thank you.
Well, I'm so excited to have you and to be able to be on the other side of this. Whereas you've interviewed me, I'm interviewing you, but we're doing this program to bring attention to a very viable and needful resource to the community, to the villages, which I refer to, those who have a heart for our children. So first of all, tell us about heart-to-heart communication.
Well, about a little less than a year ago, I found my blessing. And my blessing, like you said, is really being able to make that connection, that heart-to-heart connection of seeing into a child's world. And I've always been able to do that. I work with children doing play therapy and consulting in daycare centers. And it's really easy to make that bond because I actually get down on their level and work with them, and I'm really genuine and authentic with them. And so much of what I do in working with those kids and their caretakers is more impactful. Change happens more drastically when the parents are involved. We can only do so much in the centers or in our office, but change is more positive and lasts longer if the parents are actively involved. Mm-hmm. So what I could do is really teach parents how to see, feel, and hear their kids and to be part of their world. And once they could do that, they could do anything. And so That's how heart-to-heart communication was born. So I could help parents be powerful parents and empower their kids.
I love that when you say so that they can see, hear, and feel their children's world. And that is so important because in my work primarily with foster children but with other, parenting positions and models as well, I see that people may be somewhat connected on one level but not on the other. Could you expound on that a little more about the seeing, the hearing, and feeling?
Well, you're right. A lot of parents see what their kids are doing, but because they're so distracted by either or conflicted with work demands or other stuff going on in their lives on a personal or professional level, they're not able to really connect.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that connection just comes from being able to spend, doesn't have to be a lot of time, but some time really embracing their child, making eye contact. And for me, where communication comes in, is really learning how to understand nonverbals when it comes to a child, knowing how to read them, taking some of those components of play therapy, not doing play therapy, but those components of play therapy, knowing how to read the nonverbals, not a lot, but just a little, just the same way that you take for granted in adult conversations, that we innately take for granted, but applying those with your child so you can really start to understand what's happening with them. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of what we communicate, especially young children, their world is all nonverbal because
mm-hmm.
they're developing their ability to communicate with us. So they're interpreting a lot of what we do by our actions or inactions.
Exactly. And, for those who have studied child development, we're aware that a child's expressive language a child's expressive language develops a lot later did their receptive language. So the children are really hearing and maybe have some depth of understanding that we're not aware of. They just can't express it to us. And so then we get upset because they're not responding in the way that they would, that we would expect for them to.
Exactly. So can you imagine just how powerful it would be just to be able to decrease the amount of frustration in the home and how much happier everyone would be if they could just learn that level of communication? How to read the nonverbals. You know, we know children are, that's their way of understanding the world of, you know, that they're living in. But if we teach adults how to just take a step back, even just for a few minutes a day, get down on that level and really try to start to understand their child's world and learn empathy at that level, you know, that level of understanding, I'm sure, and I've seen it, it's very true, just brings them, and the level of stress and goes down, and their ability to stay calm and present and patient goes up.
Exactly. And in your introduction, I failed to note that you are a clinical social worker that specializes in school and medical social work and a certified professional coach. And you're also an author. And tell us about your writing.
I just started out. I've never really had a whole lot of confidence in my writing ability. I've actually minimized it until about 6 months ago, and I had the opportunity to be part of a book, I believe with 30 or 35 other women, being published by eWomen Network, Publishing Network. And it has to do about succeeding despite, you know, your experiences. You know, and I've always felt extremely vulnerable based on my life experiences and not being able to have a voice. And that's really, for kids, this is really something that having a voice is extremely an uplifting moment because you're not really sure what to do with it when you have it. And it's, as adult, you know, it's kind of like what one of my speakers talked about recently, that's Cindy Prosser, is that empowering your child, your inner child, to have a voice. So that moment for me was that inner child finding that balance with my, with the adult now saying, this is your opportunity to have your voice. And so I know, and I made that invested in myself, and so that book's coming out this summer.
I love it. And what is the title of the book that we should look for?
Yeah, you would ask me that. I'll get that for you in just a few minutes.
Okay. As one who loves to read and really believes that when we are promoting for people to be able to find their voice, that part of it is, again, like I talk about the children, let that receptive language become more fully developed so that when we begin to develop the expressive language and to act upon it, we have much to work with, and we know that reading, as they say, is fundamental to that because we all take in information in different ways. So the way that you and I came into connection was through a referral by Ms. Ray Luskin, who is the author of Art from the Heart, and it's a wonderful workbook in dealing with children. And she indicated that you were going to produce a webinar, a summit, parenting summit. And I know I just messed up the name already.
It's okay.
But it is Successful Parenting Summit that's sponsored by Heart to Heart Communication. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And that was launched on this past Tuesday, February 14th, which I just love the fact that it was what I call Heart Day, Valentine's Day. And that summit launched with, who was your first guest?
Kim Griffith.
Kim Griffith, yes. And so you have how many speakers for this summit?
I have 9 speakers who will be talking throughout a 2-week period. And then I have 2 bonus speakers that I will offer as part of my membership to Heart Communication. So they'll get all the videos and then as part of that package that they can watch for a year. And then they'll also will get 2 bonus speakers, one of which is Deirdre Roche, who showed you how to do a four-part meal with your child in the kitchen, and you get recipes. Yes, it's wonderful, and it really is a nice segue from Janelle McCauley's talk on nutrition and family meals. It's just, it's just a perfect fit. And then the other one's going to be a surprise. It'd be very
Okay. Okay.
Really have surprises.
So I know that you've covered a broad base of issues that you find that are needful in the homes of parents who are bringing children. What age groups would you say, if parents are parenting, would be most benefited by attending the summit?
Well, what's really nice is that the summit benefits, you know, anyone who has children. My ideal client, and you know that's true for really anybody, but my ideal clients are kids 0 for 5. But with the summit, I really wanted to provide, like you said, a wide base of expertise for parents everywhere, parents, caregivers, or teachers. So when the light bulb went off with me for the summit, it's like so much is involved with really seeing into a kid's world. I wanted to be able to create that same environment for my audience. And so I wanted to bring as many experts as I could with similar or different backgrounds, but different at the same time, where parents had a choice, different ways to connect, in a way they could see the presenters face-to-face, and then offer that free, so that they were free, they were available, and they could see the videos for a time period. And that's what they get. And these are professional speakers. And so it's been really awesome, the content that I've just been, you know, I handpicked these presenters, and it's been really amazing. And the fact that they can see the presenters, you know, that was one of my main driving forces in putting this summit together. But, you know, I've been surprised just how wonderful it's been, because you really are seeing and making that contact with a person versus an audio presentation where you're just hearing a voice.
Right, right. Well, I know that I had a very new experience at doing my webinar, and I think we had some laughs in preparing for it and looking, using the video component of it. But I figure if I could sit in front of a television camera, I should be able to sit in front of a web camera, but it was a slightly different experience. But it was fun, and it actually, I'm pleased with how it went. So I'm going to go through the names of your speakers. I've just pulled up your website, which is h2hcom.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So for anyone who would like to look at the website, and here it talks about the Parenting Summit, and maybe you could just give us a little spill about the topic that each one will be bringing to the summit. We have Dr. Beth Zeiger.
Zeiger. And actually, if they want to look at the parenting site, it's h2hcom.com/parenting-summit.
Mm-hmm.
And that will take them directly to the site. And, yes, Dr. Zeiger is a clinical psychologist. She was an Air Force psychologist and a consultant. And she really believes in couples support. She's also a certified professional coach. She really wanted to focus on helping couples, all types of couples, who really are motivated to make a change and really wanted to stick it through if that was their goal. And so she understands that, you know, when you have children, you know, that's an extra challenge in your life. And it's not easy. You know, it's not easy at all. And so when you barely have enough energy to parent, you know, because of everything else going on in our life, it's going to cause chaos in your relationship. And so how do you balance that out?
Okay, so balancing out the adult-parental relationship as in addition to being able to maintain the parenting role.
Yeah, but more so hers is about conflict. How do you handle conflict? And if you can handle conflict in your relationship, then you can model how to handle conflict for your children.
Okay. And I'm sure that probably touches on what we call as splitting, which a lot of children are very adept at, causing splitting between the parents.
Which is what kids do.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing how to deal with that is a different story.
Okay. And then we have Janelle Bohr McCauley.
Yes, Janelle. Janelle is just one of the best speakers that I've run into. And she recently did a talk on the magic of mealtime, healthy connections, habits, and healthy future. And her talk was really powerful because it really hit to the point that it doesn't have to be difficult in adapting your diet. You could, and helping your children do that. There's ways to communicate in a fun way with your kids and setting realistic expectations for them. You don't have to try to control them, which just builds resistance. You can just make it fun for them, give them the choices, and, you know, build everyday like activities like reading, math, and science into what you do so that they'll want to make changes on their own. So it was really fascinating. I really appreciate the great job she did.
Wonderful. And Ray Luskin?
Ray was the first person I met when I was considered joining a mastermind group called the Sassies, which is a group supported by Lisa Sasevich. And if it wasn't for her, I don't think I would have made, because of her, I made the decision that I did that day, which was to join the group. And so
wow.
I was a powerhouse in that decision. And because we have such a strong belief in heart-centeredness with children, and I believe in the power of art, as does she, I knew she was a perfect draw for this speaking engagement. And she's going to really show parents how to have fun with drawing and using that technique with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so how to collaborate with your kids, you know, how to use that in stressful situations and be able to use that to get kids, to show kids a way to use that to relieve stress, have fun, and build connections with your kids.
Beautiful. And that is something I really love. And I think the two of us, you and I, talked about the issue of doing art and vision boards, et cetera. And when I met Ray, you know, it was the heart connection. And I just love her workbook. So I'm looking forward to hearing her presentation. And Joy Pereira?
Yeah, actually, Joy will be presenting on Tuesday.
Okay.
And I met Joy through the same mastermind group, Lisa Sasevich's mastermind group. And Joy is going to be talking. I heard her prepare talk during our rehearsals. And it's how to avoid the booby prize for being the perfect mom or parents, and then being able to have fun. And she's a dancer. And so, yeah. She just chose really, she's just one of these people, you really feel the, you know, the peace and love flowing from her heart and sharing that with you. And so she's going to talk about how to honor your children from, and I like it because it's very spiritual, this, in a way that's good for you and so that you can let go and just really honor yourself, honor them, and then move on. So it's a great opportunity and a great experience.
I love it. I love it. And Ms. Kim Griffith?
Yeah, Kim was very brave, and I had to thank her so much for being the first presenter that I had for this summit. It's not easy being first, but I knew she'd be perfect for that position. She created this powerful four-step process called the WAVE. Wave goodbye to emotional triggers, parenting with confidence, connection, and compassion. And I engaged her to be my coach because of the parenting connection, and she is very heart-centered. She is a good mentor for me. And she combines brain research, conscious parenting, and positive psychology, and really helps you take ownership, feel taking, witnessing what's going on with whatever your trigger is, accepting it, validating it, and empowering it in a way that lets you just move on.
Wow.
And it has been extremely powerful for me because I'm one of those children that receptively I'm like a magnet. I strongly feel and hear everything.
Mm.
So I had a traumatic incident that I'm hypersensitive to loud noises, and she was able to help me get to a point where I am not sensitive to that particular noise anymore. And it was a win-win solution for me.
Wow. And you mentioned something about the neural.
Yeah, the brain research. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I missed exactly what you said there, but it sounds interesting because I just have this. So something now that I'm being drawn to, because the brain, the body is just so miraculous. And as I'm learning different concepts of behavior and processing and thoughts and emotions, I'm realizing there's something there that we haven't really quite gotten a handle on yet. And so I'm always interested in hearing more about, you know, the brain research.
You know, she is a great resource for that. And you know, my experience and what I've learned through my training as a social worker is that whenever we do something different and we change patterns in our behavior, we are rerouting neurotransmitters in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
So just like with her wave, as we are learning what triggers us and we're learning to witness it as part of her program, accept it, validate it, and empower ourselves, then, and our children, because she does this for parents and children, helps parents, empowers parents to help their own children, then as we do that for ourselves, for instance, we are then restructuring, and we do it more and more, we are then restructuring those neural transmitters in our brain.
Wow. And we can do that with our children without filling them up with a bunch of drugs or beating them to death.
Imagine that. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Imagine that. And is Rebecca Skill, or Skeely?
Skill.
Skill, okay.
She's going to give us the 3 secrets for taking care of you while taking care of them. So, again, different approach to balancing being, you know, mom, dad, timekeeper, chauffeur, nurturer, cook, all those many things that we have overwhelming us in our lives. And learn how to take care of yourself and take care of them, you know, being the parent and, you know, how to nurture yourself, and most importantly, which we all do, even those who have been therapists and, you know, coaches, how to clean out those self-sabotaging beliefs, that negative self-talk that we give us, that we have inherited from our parents and they've inherited from their parents, because they're there, you know. Just like, you know, we learn how to do the dishes from our parents, you know, we learn there's negative self-talk a lot of time from them too. So she'll teach us how to do that.
Beautiful. And I just switched screens, so let me go back. I'm trying to multitask for my next question. And Ms. Cindy Prosar?
Yeah, Cindy. Cindy talked about the intuitive parent last week. And this is what I like about my presenters, because they're so different. They offer so many different approaches. And she talked about what I took away from it was she shared her personal experiences as a child and how what happened to her really affect her self-esteem and personal power, and how as a parent you can do that differently by taking a look at your own and empowering your own inner child and your inner parent, and how those two roles really impacted and impacted her ability to step forward and have more confidence in herself as an adult and a parent, and how we can all do that for ourselves too. And also, which is really fascinating for me, is how to foster our children's intuitive ability, because it does guide us. But, you know, a lot of us are very strong intuitive followers. So I listen to my intuition all the time. It's like, you know, you can see something and just know what to do for you know, it's like a gut feeling. And so she really talks about how to foster that in your child and how that impacts self-esteem and personal power.
Wow. And I think that's something that we could benefit from in all aspects of our lives. And I think as parents, we just get so bogged down with all of the responsibilities, we forget that inner voice. You know, not to even talk about our inner child, but just the inner voice and that intuition. And it seems like your speakers all sort of wrap around this whole aspect of self-care in order to make yourself available to our children. I think that's wonderful. Wonderful. And then there are two speakers that we haven't spoken about.
I was just going to ask you what you talked about. I was so impressed. I had such a good time interviewing you and hosting your program.
Thank you. And, of course, for those who know me, I spoke of parenting is hard work, and we have to know CPR. And Kim helped me through that very well because people know I just like to talk, and trying to keep up with the PowerPoint presentation became a challenge, so she helped me. So what would you like to tell the listeners about my presentation for those who don't know me, because hopefully that some of the people who are not our regular listeners will be listening to this interview, and you might want to share just some information about my presentation with them.
What I found your presentation to be was real. I find with a lot of times with myself, I can be too, I'm used to being clinical, and I sometimes find it hard to do heart talk, but you are the great heart talker. So I was just really touched by how real you kept it, and that allowed me to connect with you. And I think that it's kind of why I got distracted at times with your slides, is because I was so involved in watching you that I was distracted from doing your slides. The other thing is that your message was very clear, and it all connected and made sense. And I took away some information that I found useful in my practice. And as a therapist, you know, we're always looking for tools.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, you know, my approach is whatever works for my client, you know. I like research, but the bottom line is whatever works.
Uh-huh.
So I'm always looking for information, and I got tons from you, you know. And so I loved your heart
formula,
and I love your CPR.
Well,
and,
thank you.
Yeah, and your stories were just perfect. I loved all your stories, and I'm not going to share any of them because I want to listen.
All right.
Well,
thank you. Actually, thank you for that feedback. That's good to hear. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I know nothing else to be but real. And I believe that's part of what helps when we're working with our young people. They know what's real and they know what's not, from toddlers all the way up. So thank you for that. And the other speaker or presenter that we have not spoken about is Ms. Kim Burnell Smith. So you will be presenting this upcoming week on the 23rd.
Yes, on Thursday.
Okay.
And my talk is going to be, it's called Stop the Chaos, 5 Steps to a Beautiful Morning with Your Kids. And really the talk is focused on making that, how to get back to the basics and learning how to engage with your kids so you can really get back to enjoying being present with them.
Mm-hmm.
Through a 5-step process called SMILE. And I won't give too many details, but SMILE stands for simplify your routine, manage your environment, initiate early, let it go, and engage. And so, and for me, in my experience growing up, the one thing that I craved, and I grew up in a world of chaos, so that's where Stop the Chaos comes from, is that I crave structure and consistency, which kids need.
Mm-hmm.
Kids need structure and consistency in their lives. It provides safety for them, and that's what they're looking for. That's one of their basic needs. And if they don't have it, it causes a lot of confusion for them. And insecurity can affect their self-esteem, self-confidence, because they're always questioning, and it affects their trust. So for me, what I was always drawn to environments where I could find that structure. And in the end, as a tween, I found that with my grandparents, my maternal grandparents. And what I liked best was that they had a routine, and family meals were what I was really loved the best. And so I talked about routines in the home, some ways that you can do that, and then how you can really engage your kids and really get start looking at how to get to that level of being present, genuine, and authentic with your kids. So you can get back to that feeling you had when you first brought them home. And you were engaging with them on that level because you were so entranced by them.
Yes, yes. And fortunately, there are people who had that throughout their lives, and the other fortune is for those who didn't have it at some point but were able to at least experience it. And then, unfortunately, some people never had that, and that definitely impacts how we function as adults. And with my working within the foster care system, or with the children who are in the foster care system, I'm aware that that is something that's so crucial. And even when we deal with couples and adults and we ask them to go back into their childhood, it's really interesting because some people have nothing to bounce off of. And so learning how to re-nurture that inner child. So that's awesome. I really appreciate it. And sometimes we don't even think consciously. We're not even thinking about how the impact of some of the things that we do and the structure have on our children. And people's children are out of control, and they don't understand why.
And that's part of it, too. And I'll introduce a technique to address that, is that it's really important, and that comes back to paying attention to ourselves and paying attention to how our kids are seeing what's going on, because, you know, that's how they're, like you said, interpreting their world. You know, that's how they're seeing their world, and that's how they're making sense of what's going on. So it's really important that we create an environment for them that's going to nurture them as they develop and grow.
Exactly. Well, this sounds like a wonderful, wonderful lineup. I was just looking at the different speakers, trying to look at the dates to put them in perspective, because I'm not seeing that as I look at this list, so that if there was someone in particular that we spoke of or a topic that our listeners could really chime into that. But I believe when they register, they will get the outline of when the speakers will be speaking?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. We have Joy Pereiras on Tuesday, and she'll be speaking at 1 p.m. Pacific time. 4 p.m.
And what's the date for Tuesday? That
is the 22nd.
Okay.
The 21st, I'm sorry. It's the 21st. And
okay.
Then on Thursday will be my talk on Stop the Chaos.
Okay.
5 Steps to a Beautiful Morning with Your Child. And then on Saturday we have Ray Luskin and Beth Zeiger.
Okay.
And then the following Tuesday is our last presenter. Before we dive into the bonus speakers, Saturday. On Tuesday is Rebecca Skeel.
Wonderful. So for parents, anyone that's working with children, and someone who's even just thinking about becoming a parent, they can register for this summit by going where?
ace28com.com/parenting-summit.
Okay. And they can click register here.
Exactly.
And what can they expect once they register?
We'll ask for general information. And then once they submit that general information, they'll get a thank you for registering email. And then they will get an email telling them when the next presenter is and a link for that webinar.
Okay. So they will be able to interact with the presenters?
Yes. The format for each segment, there is a introduction by myself or the person that's hosting my call. Then there will be the presentation by the presenter, and if they have slides, the slides will be there. and then a Q&A session at the end. And each presenter is offering a free gift to those who attend the live presentation. And then you'll find out how to receive that gift.
Wonderful, wonderful. And is there a charge or fee for this?
All the live presentations are free, and the videos will be available for review 24 hours after the live presentation. So anyone who will miss the live presentation and is registered for the event will be able to see the video within 24 hours.
Okay. And then after that 24 hours is up?
After the 24 hours is up, there's an opportunity to access all the videos, plus all the handouts, all the presentation slides, extra free gifts and incentives by joining the membership site.
Wonderful.
And they will get an email for that opportunity also once they register.
Wonderful. So they really could not ask, and I say they, we could not ask for anything more, that we get all of this free for this wealth of knowledge, this wealth of information, support, and the opportunity for Q&A, questions and answers, for no fee, and an additional 24 hours after each presentation to go back and hear it. That is awesome. And I think it would behoove anyone to want to continue in this light by becoming a member of the Heart-to-Heart Communication Parenting. Well, at that point, it would just be part of Heart-to-Heart Communication, correct?
Correct.
Right. That is so awesome, and I am just so pleased to be a part of this and to take part. And for anyone who knows me, like you said, you know, I'm just real. Same thing. Anything I connect myself with, it has to be real, like the song by I don't know who that was. Back in the 70s, maybe the Emotions. It's got to be real. So if you take part in this, you can guarantee that it is going to be for real, and it's going to be a real help and a real blessing to your parenting abilities. You mentioned something, Kim, about one of the presenters and just some of how we pull back from our own childhood experiences. And I believe that a lot of times our gift to the world is sort of repairing or healing for, and even being proactive, that some of the things that we experience as children don't have to happen with those who are coming after us. And so you mentioned about your life being chaotic. Would you be open to sharing any about your childhood experience and why this is so important to you?
I mentioned that my life was full of chaos and confusion, and that primarily is because my brother and I were pretty much bounced back and forth from my mother and father. They divorced when I was 5, and then there was a lot of conflict with divorce battles, people moving, a lot of histrionics, a lot of family secrets. Some emotional maltreatment, never any physical, but a lot of name-calling, a lot of just uncertainty, and definitely not anyone being present for us. So it was a lot of choosing to be absent or all about them. We were there, and what ended up happening is that I came the parentified parent for my mother and my brother. So I lost my childhood so that I could take care of him, my brother, and my mother.
Wow.
And so then I questioned everything. And so I became, as Cindy Prosser said in her talk, the good girl, because I just wanted everything to stay calm, because I didn't want anyone to get hurt or die. And that's something I worry about all the time, where the people I really cared about dying. And so, and then anything people said, because there's a lot of emotional name-calling and blaming going on, that it just was like a knife every time in my self-esteem, which affected my self-confidence, which is an unending cycle.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, if people were ever paying attention to what was going on with us, my brother and I, you know, just paying attention to what we were experiencing and what we were seeing and what we were feeling, and I think a lot of it's not wanting to see, then mm-hmm. had they been there for us, then I think that things would have been a lot different for us.
Right. And that is a whole topic in and of itself. And it goes back to my take on the role of the village and how people are silent or pretend like, you know, they don't see anything because of their own personal fears of either overstepping boundaries or afraid to confront or just caringly say something to the adult or the child, or if they don't want to get a conflict with the adults, just being able to give the child something that will last them to validate who they are and what they're experiencing. So that's a big issue for me. And I'm glad it's something that you are able to take and move forward with and be responsive as well as proactive and making sure that the hearts of our children are made to be warm. So thank you so very much for allowing your voice to be heard. And I am just really grateful to have met you, to have connected, and I believe that we are definitely going to be doing some work together in the future. And you're going to be moving from the capacity of a professional service provider to children to becoming a parent caregiver yourself.
That's true.
Yeah, tell us about that new venture in your life.
Well, I've always wanted to be a parent. And for a long time, and I know that part of this is this my drive to have a family,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't have a strong, well, something I always thought, you know, as a family structure. And, you know, it's not until I started to get older that I said, you know, I'm ready. And so, unfortunately, physically, I'm not able to have children. But I do have an adoptive aunt in my life who's been a treasure and a godsend. And so it was very natural for me and my partner to consider adopting. And so we knew right away that's what we would do. And so after many months of preparation, we became certified foster adoptive parents. And so now it's just a matter of waiting and going through the matching process. And we're hoping that we'll be able to welcome into our home a lovely one or two children over the next year. And we're very excited. And I know I'll be looking to you for a lot of support in that endeavor as that happens, because I know that you've done an excellent job in raising your two boys. And we definitely have the heart for it.
Definitely. And we have to keep that heart strong, because
yeah.
I tell you, they can tug at your heartstrings and twist them.
We already have my heartstrings.
Pardon me?
They already have my heartstrings.
They have your heartstrings, but once they get their hands on them, they can twist them up for us and make us say, ouch, and grab them back at the same time. So our whole goal is to not lose heart, to keep a healthy heart. Well, I wish you the best in your parenting as well as the wonderful work that you're doing. I'm going to ask our listeners, unfortunately this call is being pre-recorded, so you won't have an opportunity to speak directly to Ms. Kim. However, if you will send us any questions or comments that you might have to our email, which is heart@forachildsheart.org. That's H-E-A-R-T at forachildsheart.org. We will make sure that she gets those, and we will make sure that you get a response. We will post them by reply to your email. We will post them on Facebook, and we will put them in our newsletters. So we thank you for being a continuous supporter and a listener and a voice for A Child's Heart. And, Kim, I look forward to hearing more this coming week, and I'm just excited about this heart-to-heart connection we've made.
Thank you very much, Missy. It's been a pleasure, and I really enjoy talking to you again, and I look forward to it in the future.
Yes, and I did forget, we got your website. Can you give us your email address as well?
It's Kim, K-I-M, at h2hcom.com. And I also have the name of the title of the book that I'll be contributing to.
Oh, okay.
And it recently was changed to Succeeding in Spite of Everything.
Okay, Succeeding in Spite of Everything. So we want to make sure that our listeners put that on your reading list. And I also believe that that's something you can also do with your child, depending on the age, sharing reading together with your children and sharing those stories, because I think a lot of times as adults, we don't really tell kids some of the challenges we've had to overcome help them to be aware that challenges will come, but they are capable of getting them through, because sometimes we sugarcoat things. And when our children become really just frustrated and overwhelmed, they don't realize what we've gone through before them, and that just because they're having problems don't mean that there's something wrong with them. So I strongly encourage that. And I recall earlier, Kim, when you said the title was something to about despite our problems or something along those lines. I was going to say we did that in light of our problems, because it's usually our problems and the circumstances that show us our strengths.
Exactly.
Allow us to share. So, again, thank you, and we look forward to hearing more of you soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.